Welcome to Total Retail Talks, your podcast channel for retail knowledge.
Hi, and welcome to episode 234 of Total Retail Talks. I'm Joe Keenan, executive editor of Total Retail. Joining me today is Ian Leslie, chief marketing officer at Industry West, a B2B and D2C furniture retailer. We're going to be discussing how Industry West is working to personalize its customer shopping experiences. Thanks for joining me today, Ian.
Thanks for having me today.
So let's start by having you tell those in the audience that aren't familiar with Industry West a little bit about the brand.
Yeah, sure. So Industry West, as you said, we operate both in the B2B and D2C space. When I always like to explain when we talk about B2B, we don't sell wholesale. But we're talking about going directly to architects, interior designers, and those who may be in charge of procurement for any number of major brands. So we have furnished restaurants, airports, and stores around North America. We are in a lot of startups that you may have heard of, like Facebook and LinkedIn and Airbnb and Uber. And then we're also in a lot of homes all across the country. I like to tell people you've probably sat in one of our chairs and probably don't know it yet. But yeah, we're all about making it easier to discover and buy bold design that can keep up with modern life. We've been around for about 10 years, and just recently, about a year ago, opened our first brick and mortar space in Soho in New York City.
Did the company, when it launched about 10 years ago, did it have that direct consumer model set up then, or has that been in more recent years?
You know, it's all been sort of just kind of serendipitous. We actually were trying to be D2C initially, and it was actually the B2B side that exploded for us. And we just kind of a secret sauce we fell upon that we weren't quite sure how at the moment. But I think the fact that we were one of few that actually warehoused a fair amount of stock domestically helped us on the B2B side. So when people would come to us and say, hey, I love this stool and I need 50 of them for my pizzeria or for my restaurant, can you do that? We actually could. So I think that was a leg up for us initially. And so we actually strove initially with the B2B piece and are now trying to have the D2C side catch up. We've always, the website's always been our catalog, but with trying to improve upon it and make it a bit more D2C friendly has been the impetus the last 5 years.
Yeah, so that's a good lead into this next question, to make that D2C, the site more D2C friendly in terms of, as I alluded to in the intro, kind of the personalization aspect. Can you talk a little bit about why personalizing the customer shopping experience has become an imperative for Industry West?
Yeah, I mean, I think it just speaks to the competition of any retail vertical right now. So furniture is still a relatively, you know, young vertical in terms of e-commerce. And I think just people are expecting more of their experience, and it's just getting more competitive everywhere from what we're all bidding against each other online, and how a lot of brands are now going, you know, from e-commerce back to brick and mortar, and just, you know, it was digital, 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 and now we're all spending back on direct mail. And it's just almost an expectation. So I think just being able to capture, once you do have them online, being able to capture their attention with something that's a bit more personalized to maybe what their browsing habits have been elsewhere, or what their browsing habits have been on your site prior, is just that much more important. It just improves the engagement. And additionally, as you're able to translate that to, you know, a mobile space where it's even more imperative to just capture people quickly and engage with them and make sure they're seeing something that is just capturing their attention, it's just critical. And I think, you know, part of our efforts to customize have helped. We saw year over year for our Black Friday period, we saw 100% increase in mobile conversion rate, which was amazing. And I think a lot of that is that we're giving people, you know, something that they want to see.
Mm-hmm. And the value in selling direct to consumer is, you know, obviously you mentioned that all that, you know, behavioral data that you're getting about the end user. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about that in terms of the behavioral data that you are collecting in Industry West that's kind of helping to enable those personalization efforts, whether mm-hmm. it's happening on mobile or desktop. Channel's not really that's not critical. It's just that you have the data and you're able to personalize the experience no matter where they're interacting with Industry West.
Sure. I mean, so I think it's a couple of things. You know, we can obviously see where they came in from. And so if it's a specific ad for a specific product, we could obviously curate the site to that specific SKU. But I mean, I think at a high level, you know, what colors are they interested? What products are they interested? What have they purchased in the past? Even within, you know, their geo, what's trending in that geo in terms of something that we may want to show them. So, I mean, obviously once the person's on your site the first time, you're obviously able to collect a lot of that history in terms of, okay, they looked at these five products and they purchased this one product. You know, let's continue to show them something in that room. If it's a living room setup, let's continue to outfit them in that room or in that color scheme, that palette. So, I mean, I think that's the biggest win. And then obviously, when you see something take off, if there are trends that are emerging, you know, it's great for us to then be able to serve those products to the first time visitors as well, who we don't have as much information on.
So helping with these efforts, Industry West recently has partnered with Nosto, and it's using its artificial intelligence powered e-commerce personalization platform. Can you talk a little bit about kind of that relationship and how it's aiding in helping you to improve the shopping experience for your customers?
Yeah, so Nosto has been a great partner. We're really looking to Nosto initially for on-site recommendations. So prior to Nosto, we were manually kind of adding recommendations to each SKU, saying if you're interested, like if someone's viewing this chair, you may also be interested in XYZ. So trying to cross sell obviously is something that everyone's doing. So Nosto has a widget of sorts where you just plug that in and it's learning. It's seeing, you know, okay, this customer, a customer who looked on this was likely to buy that, or these are similar items within that color scheme, or you can even, you know, we could keep it within a collection if we want, but then optimize based on what's moving on the collection. So, I mean, Nosto is really, it's been great. I mean, we've seen lift every time, you know, someone interacts with a Nosto click, we're seeing lift on that user, on that order in terms of conversion rate for sure, and then AOV. So, I mean, I think just being able to plug Nosto in, and it really requires very little on our end in terms of tweaking their formula. There's very little for us to weigh or anything. So I think that's been a big win for us.
Yeah, that was what I was going to ask about, kind of the in-house effort in terms of getting this tool up and running and being able to kind of reap the benefits of the data that you're collecting. Can you talk a little bit about that in terms of the in-house effort?
So I mean, we do work with an SI who was able to help implement Nosto for us. But in terms, it's really not difficult. I mean, I don't know the techiness of the audience, but I mean, it's really just a line of JavaScript that you're throwing in there, and then it's pulling in. Nosto is kind of indexing your catalog and then regurgitating it back out based on what their artificial intelligence is showing. And they're also able to kind of customize the design if you like, so that it could look like anything within your design scheme that you so choose. It's able to kind of churn that back out within that JavaScript area. So, I mean, in terms of the back end, it's kind of like a one-time plug-and-play of mm-hmm. sorts. And, yep. And once we got it right, it's been right. We haven't had to tweak it. There are a number of other ways you can use it that do require a bit more lift from someone, whether it's partnering with Nosto or your SI. But, it's been – and then in terms of – you asked about the data side. I mean, one of my favorite things about Nosto is the data that they offer. So we can see real-time carts. We can see real-time value of carts. what people are looking at, you know, whether it's viewed or added to cart. So Nosto is like, you know, I'll have Google Analytics open in one tab and I'll have Nosto open in another, because I'm always liking to see or wanting to see, okay, there's X number of live carts with a potential value of Y, and I know our conversion rate, so I can almost assume, okay, I should expect, you know, like the payment to ping five times in the next 90 minutes or whatever.
Yeah, and if you don't, you can evaluate potential issues in checkout or wherever the may have been a breakdown.
Exactly.
So then, is there maybe an example of the type of site personalizations now possible for Industry West that wasn't possible when you were not working with Nosto?
Yeah. So, I mean, right now we actually do personalize the entire homepage for our return visitors. So 9 out of 10 times our return visitors do tend to be on the B2B side right now. Mm-hmm. So we like to show them items that we have higher inventory of, because a lot of our B2B customers are, you know, furniture tends to be the last purchase within a B2B project. So they need something and they need it relatively quickly. So when we know we have a second time customer that is, or a return customer that's likely a B2B customer, we want to show them, okay, these are our quick ship items that we have, and so we'll change that up for them. We'll also change the hero area with a little bit more of a B2B focus. We'll also have a promotion code specifically for that secondary or second time customer. So that's really how we're changing up the homepage. We're also using this regionally. We're using regional pop-ups to target, some of our most valuable market areas throughout the country. So if we want to seed sales or seed product to just certain geographic areas of the country, we're able to do that relatively easily with Nosto. Mm-hmm. And then we're also utilizing Nosto's exit intent for not necessarily to convert on Industry West, but we actually have a sister brand called Favor at infavorof.com, which is a lot of our smaller home decor items. So after someone has browsed Industry West for, you know, 7 to 10 pages, we'll actually show them a pop-up promoting Favor for, you know, an item that goes well with, their furniture purchase.
So from what you've described, if I'm looking at the primary benefits that Industry West has realized since it began using Nosto's solution, their personalization platform, some things that would come to mind for me would be increased conversion rate. You talked a little bit about the cross-sell functionality there, so maybe your a lift in average order value. Are those the things that you're seeing? Maybe some other things that I didn't mention?
Yeah, I mean, I think conversion rates for sure, AOV lift definitely, just efficiencies as well. I mean, Nosto is sort of, like I said, we were manually handling some of this, and it's freed up a half a position for someone who's, you know, was having to do this for every SKU on our site, and we have 4,500 SKUs. I think those are definitely the major values. I think, and then with the data piece that Nosto offers, I mean, I think there's just additional visibility into just what our customers are doing at any given point.
And then from a marketing perspective, if we're kind of, you know, as your role as chief marketing officer, kind of looking forward here, what are you focusing on as you look to continue kind of the growth trajectory that you've seen in Industry West, specifically that D2C business, as you continue to try to grow that out?
Yeah, it's tough in furniture. I mean, furniture is a tricky vertical. I mean, and so it's trying to create, I think, even for an e-commerce company, it's trying to create just moments with our customer base, whether it's, you know, great online moments or it's and we continue to do that with our amazing photography on site and just trying to give the best representation of our product as possible. And if you look at our reviews, I think people are always or certainly more times than not are just extremely satisfied that what they end up with at their front door is what they saw online, but also creating moments in our store or in pop-up shops or in collaborations we're doing with different real estate groups that are, throwing up display apartments and that sort of thing. We're also looking, you know, to move out west. I think it's and open a store in Los Angeles. So it's we're looking to just stay on the growth trend that we've had, but just continue to utilize, you know, the best tools that are availability to really make the website the best experience possible, while also bringing just great real life moments to our customer base when we have an opportunity.
Yeah, one of the things I wanted to follow up there, in terms of, you know, especially specific to the furniture vertical, we've seen a lot of these digital native brands move into physical retail, open up, you know, storefronts or pop-up shops. You mentioned the first store in Soho, potential store on the West Coast in L.A. Is physical retail something that you see as an area that Industry West may be moving a little further into in 2020 and going forward?
I mean, I think it makes sense for us in our target, in our best markets. So, I mean, we, like I said, we do a lot of startups, we do a lot of tech companies, we do a lot of, you know, great restaurants and office spaces. So, I mean, I think it makes sense in those markets of New York, LA, Chicago, Austin. But I mean, you're not going to see us in any strip malls anytime soon or in any malls. Some of my favorite brands like Peloton and even Untucket and Bonobos, I mean, you know, they're popping up everywhere, and that's great. It makes sense for them, you know. But it's just that I guess effort or initiative doesn't make sense for us, that strategy. But I think, you know, experiential opportunities that we can create in the right markets. It's worked for us in Soho, and I think it'll work for us in a few other areas.
Yeah, and you still have that strong B2B business, as you mentioned, so that...
Right. And I think when people can come in, even just on that B2B side, and people can come into Soho, we can, you know, they can ask for a stool that we might not have in Soho, but we can have it up there in 24 hours, and they can sit in it and like it and decide they want to buy 150. And just having that platform of the physical space and that channel, it just is a great opportunity.
Great. So I want to take this opportunity to thank Ian Leslie of Industry West for joining me today. Please check out our podcast channel page, mytotalretail.com/podcast, for show notes. Total Retail Talks is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, and Stitcher. So make sure to subscribe on our podcast channel page as well. Also, please take the time to rate and review this podcast. Thanks, and I look forward to you joining us on the next episode of Total Retail Talks.